It's the Red
Blog Talk Radio.
One thing if you're doing multiple things.
Sounds like
I listen.
right. Dropping gems today on For the Record Radio, you guys. Thank you for being down.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been a learner. I think that's really the biggest piece of it for me, is that I like to work with people who are learners, people who want to be sponges. I think I have to, I'm still a sponge right now, actually. You know, you got to be able to see where you want to end up and other end up where you want to be. So I was told by some smart people that life is like a GPS. You have to literally type in a destination, so that way if you know you're driving here, why would you drive through that location if your destination is over here? Why would you go off the highway to go 3.5 miles around if you already know the direction you're supposed to go? And that's the interesting part, because we have so much access to filters and things that can distract people. So, for example, I'll give you guys my rundown. My name is Michael Wilson, a.k.a. DJ Phoenix, a.k.a. Chef Tuffy, a.k.a. Super Dad. I've been in the music industry almost 20 years. I am a part of Rockstar DJs, a.k.a. Rockstar Nation Radio. I have some great, great mentors in my life who have helped me with some things. Great consultants. One of my consultants is the iconic Pamela Weems of Love Promotions. Another one of my iconic people in my life are my kids. They are shareholders in my company. It's called TACO. I am the chief executive officer. And it means tactical awareness and community organizing. So all these tacos y'all keep asking me for, it has nothing to do with the food.
Taco man.
Taco man, I forgot about that. Taco man. Lord, I've been a network equity consultant for a very long time. I was a corporate trainer for dark restaurants for quite a while. I played rugby for a while, for a long time. Many things that I do. I think the most important part, though, is that I'm a part of Tribe XR, which is a virtual reality program. We are partnered with Peter Tong's Academy, and we are partnered with Pioneer DJ. So I'm privileged to have access to a worldwide audience. I work in multiple time zones, so I don't work in Central Standard Time. I don't work in Pacific Standard Time. I work on world time, so a lot of meetings I have at 1 or 2 in the morning, but it's 8 or 9 in the morning in Europe. I get to engage with customer relations and customer support. I'm also a workshop curator and mentor on Traffic Fund. So I get to teach a worldwide audience on a regular basis, and I'm absolutely humbled to do that. I also am a chef. I'm a sushi chef by trade, believe it or not. You know, I could do this for hours.
It's not just tacos.
And not just tacos, but that's very humbling. You know, having these tacos be an essential part of my life has been going on for 3 years now. And I'm very humbled at the fact that I can touch people and help businesses in all ways, shapes, and fashions. And I think that's the underlying forgotten part, that music is a love thing. I know today I sent the homeboy Daniel a shout-out to Daniel.
Hey, guys.
Dude, love you. Love you. You know, and... It's a humbling experience to be able to touch lives and breathe life into people, and that's the most important part to it, is actually breathing life, and I think that's what the music industry needs more of, and this is why I don't do interviews. I don't like exposure, and you know that. I don't like cameras, and you know that. But when people ask for... perspective, I think that's the really biggest thing that this music industry has been about, is make sure people have perspective and life for people.
Appreciate
you.
It's hard to get you on camera.
I know, because
but I do feel like entertainment care is needed to know where people get, where we gain our information from. I just mean a lot of people in entertainment business actually use you as a source of resource to go to. Kind of like how old it is. So people use you for that. So resource, because you have been in the business for 20 years.
Yeah. You know, I think each person has their own natural Rolodex. Facebook is Rolodex. Snapchat is Rolodex. Instagram is Rolodex. Discord is Rolodex. Anything that has a population of people is essentially where you work in that Rolodex. And all we do is we try to attack the Rolodex of people so you can see who truly supports you, so you can see who truly wants to, you know, support you ultimately. And support goes multiple ways. But support also requires time, money. And until we start to embrace conglomerate us as a city, that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Like, for example, today you're going to get my Black Nuclear, Black Nuclear Volume 1 mixtape. If you want a copy, you can go ahead and get a super close connection. Do you need to get on my internet? Okay. Like I said, Black Nuclear Volume 1. Just, I actually have three of them. Number three?
The bird? Yes.
It's a nice area. It's a very open, like my grandfather parked across the street. Stay very cheap. Literally.
I do.
Yeah. You go upstairs, look, yeah.
I gotta get really familiar with the city.
But it's a blessing to the honorable nature of what we do and what we do it for. For example, again, Black Nuclear Volume 1. I have number three getting ready to launch. We're going to call that one Ghost Protocol. Black Nuclear Volume 2 is Nuclear Winter. And Black Nuclear Volume 1 is the one you're going to hear today. Plus a couple of extras. I have a few artists on there, quite a few artists on there. I shared the whole mixtape with Mr. D, and he was like, man, I recognize some of these names on here, but I also have Major on this tape. Matter of fact, you watched me do the artwork for this tape. You see me do the artwork for this tape. Yeah. So you got to hear a lot of it. You also seen me do the artwork for it.
I will honestly say that I appreciate being able to come to participate with you guys. Shout out to Soda, shout out to Kofi. When it comes to being able to sit at a table full of men who have become established, who have been in business, half of my own life, it's very humbling to be able to gain information from you guys. It's not just us hanging out, getting some DJs, fish, a bottle, just we all, yes, we do hang out with y'all. Some of our jobs are fun. We're not going to say it's not. However, we get the money into the bag first. So they are part of the team that keeps Red not a dumbass model.
No.
That's a running joke in our circle. I'm not a dumb model.
No. If you've never been it, you know, I think when it comes to how I said it in the beginning, when you have sponges who are looking to do trial and error, life is essentially about trial and error. But eventually you're going to be able to go into trials that are a lot more planned. If you go into a planned trial, that means you can usually get high success rate, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to go to a runway, if you have the option to just do your walk-ins and try to find your way to fit in, or if you want to link up with the network, and I used to be a model, so I understand the game. If you want to get access to
another
model,
title, he forgot that one at the beginning. Follow Facebook, Border Record Radio. I will drop one of Facebook Michael's model pictures later today.
So you're popping, and you want to go to a big city. First thing you need to know is where you party at. You have to know the top 5-10 spots where the population of people that are recognized who you are. Unfortunately, now with the digital age, you can see a lot of these people on multi-level accounts.
Yeah.
Most of the real ones you will not see on any account. All the real ones who are actually getting the premiere stuff, you won't see them on an account unless they get paid, about to get paid, and can get more than two people with them paid. This is how it is. Now, being a model for me was simple. I was a man, but there's also prerequisite looks. So because I'm a DJ, because I've DJed weddings, because I've done all of the things I aforementioned, I have access to the central Rolodex. So I don't have to ask people if I can get access. I already have access. People pretty much put their way anyway, so it's easy to put, what someone needs. For example, shout out to DJ Miss Britt. You know, she's one of the good people. In fact, I didn't give a shout out to all the DJs before I even continue. I'm going to give a shout out to DJ Soda, DJ Drummer Boy, DJ Intense, DJ Miss Britt, DJ Guy, DJ Ray Mills, DJ Ones, DJ Gemini, DJ D.I., different Mr. Always on the list, stay on the list. Anytime the list you want to be on. DJ T. Fitz, a.k.a. JT. He's one of the linchpins, Rockstar Nation Radio. DJ Drummer Boy, he's out of California. I'm going to give a shout out to DJ Nina Kreese, who is a acclaimed producer. She produced albums for Q-Tip and VH1 and a few other high-level situations. Shout out to Atomic VR. Shout out to T-Sickles. Shout out to Ozon, the great Ozon Zordon. He used to work at Pixar. So all of the movies and the Buzz Lightyear. I get to talk to the man who did it on an everyday basis. He's in the Discord right now. So shout out to everybody who has touched or done a set and tried. Shout out to everyone who I have graced the turntables with. Shout out to DJ Bird X. Shout out to Mike D. Shout out to DJ Defiant, the Bungalow crew out of First Avenue. They were the first group since 1999 to have an original night at a major club at First Ave. We call it the record room. And I come from that lineage.
Okay.
I come from the Smoke D. I come from, you know, Lord knows, Mix Miller. They're actually doing a barbecue right now. The music act. But because I had committed to the video, I'm here with y'all. And I mean that because I think because all of you guys that have an annual picnic, Lazy T, Lord knows, it's so many. DJ Inferno, which who I feel gets the worst rap in the city as far as him not wanting to help. You know what I'm saying? Inferno is probably one of the most respected. I love dude.
To pieces.
I'm talking about, it's deeper than that. Like, for example, he eats my food. He comes to get my tacos. He brings his baby with him.
Shout out to Inferno. You never gave off that energy to us.
Never. Inferno is probably one of the most, you know, respectable people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a level of respect that comes with his name, but it's also a level of respect that comes with his resources. And I think that's the biggest misconception of the artist-DJ relationship.
Yeah.
Everybody on Black Nuclear, I know they're out. I know their parents, not their parents, I know their kids, their aspirations. I know what they want to do, how they want to do it, what level they want to play at. I've also eaten with these people. I don't do business without breaking bread with you. For example, G.I. Jizzle, when I met him, we had filet mignon and lobster, and he's still to date the only person that left half. I think he leave half the steak. He ate all the lobster and lobster. That's the only person that has ever left on my plate. Otherwise,
free
everyone,
jizzle, you guys.
Oh, yeah, free jizzle. Back. So dirt bag, always for life. You know.
Because of my connections with Phoenix, I was able to become one of Jizzle's brand ambassadors, so that's the only free jizzle on Twitter.
Well, we also have a cookbook. We have a cookbook book of bad. You know, the tacos was done at his album release party. Name me a person who has a private chef at the album release party. You know, again, it's the blessings of people who you get to work with. So as a chef, I have the privilege of working with the Meadow Raspberry. I have the privilege of working with Iron Chef Champion Justin Sutherland. I have the privilege of working with Food Network Champion Jeff Smack. I'm playing with major players who have major access, and I have to be very intelligent and mindful of that. Jesse Stevenson, another top-notch chef. Brian Gutierrez, down at Axbridge, another top-notch chef. I mean, I can go on and on about the chefs that I've worked with, and when you work with these type of people, you have to play at a certain level. And so many times that it boggles my mind sometimes, and I'm not perfect, but it boggles my mind sometimes when we have a lot of artists who want to make it so bad, but they don't even want to sit down and listen to the conversation because it's too insensitive or it's too harsh.
Yeah.
It's the hard shit that we have to remember that makes sense, right?
That's so amazing. That's amazing.
But from a commercialized standpoint, music has become such a content heavy situation now that people want to see you all the time. New track every week, every 7 days. There's not too many tracks that you can look at that can stand the test. They'll be in for 2 weeks and we play it in the club, it's old tale. No, that's not how it works overseas.
Yeah.
There's still artists overseas who get played for albums they did out 2 years ago.
Do you think artists here in Minnesota kind of expect a lot from DJs, or do they just feel like, what do you feel like the relationship is like versus what it should be like?
Do you want me to answer that subjectively or objectively? Subjective is about feelings, and objective is about facts.
I would say a combination of both.
You can't have that. There's one or the other.
Give them facts.
Oh, so an objective. Okay. So objectively, there's been times where I put out a post on Facebook because, like I said, I'm already limited with how I like to promote and go along my business. I say, hey, send me your press kits. I just did it just last couple weeks. All of the ones who are on my mixtape were the ones who sent me their press kits, even though I was. Think about what I just said. All of the artists who are on my mixtapes. And in my lifetime, believe it or not, I've only put out like four. That's by choice. I like having the luxury side of my mixes. If you want to hear me online or hear me at my show, I can duplicate anything, anytime, anytime, anywhere I see fit. That's the art. You want to see my art, you got to see me when I do it. Like, yo, Phoenix, you dropped that. Or when we just have the casual conversation at the crib and I'm playing for 10 people, I can record that and throw that anywhere that's bussing. And now that we have the technology to just stem songs, I can take any of my fact, I could take his song right now, put it into my Serato, go back. No, actually, I could take his song right now, put it on my phone, de-stem it, put it in my VR helmet, record it, put that visual behind it with this right here on it. Matter of fact, pen over the camera. But, like, I have the power to literally do this right now. Like right now. Like, the fact I do this right now, for the record. Boom. For the record. So now.
Instagram, we got to push y'all up.
So now. So now, boom. I just created my own marketing model. We'll be DJing, smoke behind me and everything. My logo in the back. Rockstar Nation Radio in the back. For the record in the back. I have the ability to take this stream and put it across anywhere, anytime, any place. And I have the ability with this helmet to literally interrupt your regularly scheduled program when I get ready to put a post up and be able to share it to the world. Like right now, I think there's actually a workshop going on at Tribe. I can, you've seen it. I can log in and have all the DJs lined up, broadcast this, and play your song for the world to see, and they give it out to 90,000 DJs on a worldwide basis. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit y'all with the WWE on this one. I can put your songs on a worldwide basis. Matter of fact, whenever I say a statement, y'all just say what, okay? I can put your music out here on a worldwide basis. And so you say what?
What?
What? I can log on to my VR.
What?
Smoke some weed.
What?
Get high.
What?
Bam. Push you down. Play your music.
What?
Put out a ability.
What?
The world. Bust your head
what?
Open.
What?
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 Wait, ma'am.
Sorry.
What?
It's okay, Pop.
What?
Time.
Chef. What? Daddy. What? Black man. What? Live life. What? Please God. What?
God.
I said respect.
What?
Respect. What? Respect. What? Love my city. What? Except y'all got to say what?
What?
Nothing, dog. Nothing, dog. Nothing, dog. Hey, let's whisper. Let's whisper what on here for
Phyllis. George Floyd.
What? Respect.
And
honor.
What?
Duty.
What?
Obligation. What? Black Panthers.
What?
Bobby Seale.
What?
Huey Newton.
What?
Trayvon Martin.
What?
Sandra Bland. The homeboy, Phil, Philandro, stop it. Stop playing. DJ Phoenix, Cole, Ram, stop. At some point, we have to really, 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 really think about how are we going to portray ourselves. Now, most people would heard that, and they'd be like, oh, no, Phoenix, he cocky, he gets this now. But check this out. Here's the beauty of it. I have access to so many artists in the city that if I really wanted to make a heavyweight push, I could. A lot of us like to sit back and watch. For example, I got my man Selfish that destroyed everyone in the city. Mr. Mayhem, Sippy Zone, G.I. Jizzle, Free Jizzle, Louis Blaze. I rock with him simply because of what he did down at George Floyd Square when he was there in the front. Minnesota, same. Big Wiz, same. Who else I'm rocking with, man? Tila Sean, Shawty Boo, rest in peace, rest in heaven, Brody for sure. Young Black, Yoda out of Florida, Mr. C out of Florida. These are all people who have their CSEC, ASCAP, BMI licensing. Shout out to Chantel Seams, for sure, Chantel. 89.9 KMRJ, the morning show.
Hey,
the people show, the people station, Q-Bear. Lisa Moy, Lord knows how many more artists, Young Yubi, producer, Primetime, Jay Estate, for sure, Jay Estate, and again, Dutch, you know it, Shannon and the crew, absolutely, I rock with all of them, but listen, I can firmly, who else I'm missing, man, folks, them, Drama G, for sure, Drama G,
All of them have been on my mixtapes.
All of them.
Suavo, he came over to the house and broke bread with me. I've heard this. Good dude. Black Madonna. Karaya Brene, if I'm not mistaken, that's the name. First of all, I'm going to definitely throw this on your pack. Sounds of Blackness 3 times. I said not one, not two, but 3 times Grammy Award winning. Jamisa been in the Sounds of Blackness. Stop it.
Yeah.
I just had them down at the crib. She loved my tacos. For real.
I swear you got down and you can walk into people.
Let me see. Jay Plaza. Cool dude. You know, I got to talk to him quite a few times. I mean, I can keep going with the name. This is off the top of my head. Tadal. For sure, Tadal. Love Tadal. And she's seen a lot. I think he said you got called and you just looked through the phone.
We do. I
love the fact that I can see the people for who they are and what they are and be able to give to the world. And as a DJ, you know, we have certain things that we should be doing, but it also takes a professional vernacular to get to where you want to get to stay there, right? And it's sometimes often called us being stuck up and us being hard, but that's just how it is. You know, like, for example, I sent Daniel my press kit, my whole press kit. I got multiple video EPKs in there to be watching me make with the snow in the background, with my layout, with my whole VR setup. It's what you want people to see about you, and when you do it, you got to deliver. And I challenge any artist. I said I would gladly sit down with any artist in the city that feels that they're ready to give me a polished product. A lot of times when we get music, we get it labeled as bad, quality's bad, unmixed and unmastered, especially me. People love working with me, but they also know it's a challenge in some cases working with me because I am going to demand my music 48 hours beforehand, if not sooner than that. I am going to have your sound check good. It's fact, right? I want to know if you perform with your ad-libs or your instrumentals. Most of the time, if you have mostly vocals in your shit, I wouldn't even touch the shop because I want to be able to have the artist really have a performance, right? Like when Mr. Mayhem performs, he uses ad-libs mostly. He don't rap over his whole song. Oh, shout out to John Ray, too. He cold. Cool, okay, something. Listen,
everywhere in between. What's rocking, Lady Red?
What's going on, Smile? How you doing tonight, baby?
You know I'm outside like always, driving in this Florida rain.
You got any questions for our guest tonight?
Yeah. You know I always got a question. What? Trying to hit a lot of points, so I'm what's the importance of having a BMI? Can you explain the importance of having a BMI so these independent artists can really understand it a lot better?
Oh, yes. That's how you get that money. I don't think I really need to explain it much more deeper than that. But I'm going to give you full screen. You know, the importance of having ASCAP, BMI, and CSEC licensing ultimately is what gets you paid. So if you want someone to know who you are or if you want to even be able to put your songs on Facebook, that's one of my biggest platform users. If I can't find your song on Facebook, that's usually my litmus test. If I can't find your song, if I can't find it on Facebook, then I'm not going to touch it. Because if you put it on Facebook, that means it's going through a process. That means I can get you paid. That's kind of what you do when you make music. Did it, like, stop playing with it, like just stop. It's not good.
If I can't find your music when you call me at the radio show, that's hard. I have to only have, if you only have, now you guys, I'm learning about you. would it be in 2023, YouTube is kind of outdated. You can't only have YouTube videos up. You need to have your downloadable. Like, for real. For real. Miles, give them a little background and tell them who you are and what you do for us over at For the Record Radio.
Goodness.
And I'm also an independent artist. You can check me out, Zero_Smiles on Instagram and everywhere else. And I'm also your host on the Weed Files every Wednesday night right here on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most.
You know what? The fact that you have access to that, my brother, I would gladly, you know, help any way I can. You know, I want you to have access to me whenever you see fit. So, that, you know, don't.
He's down
don't.
Here in Florida.
In Florida? Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
We got a home base in Florida. We got,
I'm out here in Fort Lauderdale right now. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, no, we got my man down there, DJ D.I. Rockstar DJs. We have Tubox 101.1 out of Miami, Florida. We also have access to a lot of that strip that's down there right in the, I think if I'm not mistaken, that's the government building. So not only do we have that, I think we have that three times a year where we can shut it down and do whatever we want to over there.
Copy. Well, I'm out here. We outside. Let's work.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's do this. Since we're doing an interview today, this is how I met Yoda. Believe it or not, this is how I met all my friends. This is how I met Yoda. I actually, damn it, I thought about it. My friend Melody, she had a show, and she was interviewing me, and some one of her people from Florida called in, and I said, you know what, I'll make you a deal. Send me your music. And the next thing I knew, he came up here. We did A-Ball MJG. We did a few other. I've got them on a few other shows out here just for the love. So for me to have someone come from Miami, give me their press kit, have all of their BMI, ASCAP, CSEP, license in handle, I was able to put them in position just by them showing up. He kicked it at the crib. He held my kids. He ate my food, and now he's one of my great friends. So anytime I go to Florida, I'm respected and protected by every means of the word. You know, I'm humbled by this industry, and I try to work with everybody. But there has to be a level of standard that you would, you know, that you really want to work at. And the hard part, though, is being able to really have a moment of clarity for people. You know, everybody is not ready for this, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who are. And the best thing I think that we can do for independent artists is give you guys a platform to rightfully do your stuff. Like, for example, right, I'm going to show you this right here.
Thank you. All right.
Now, you're not going to hear it. I got the sound down. But you see that? This is what I present to multiple time zones. Matter of fact, do I got the interviews up here? I should.
You should. Because some of the main ones that you listen to on a regular basis.
The main ones, I listen to Jizzle all day.
You want to see that? We got it at QS Fucking Record Radio.
I think I got three of them.
Let's see here.
Matter of fact, let me get, I don't know what you got. Solid.
I've been pushing through that dog like a big dog. Got a crew to move it all on the soup box. In the cold, I push the snow on the snow, though. Comparing me and Jizzle to these rappers in low block. That hillbilly heroin got on walking in slow-mo. FOMO trips and I'm buying a photo. Charco black with the inside cocoa. The Orca well light up on the ground for the dope club. Yeah, you niggas ain't getting no looter. Ain't no secret, I'm a well-known shooter. I can get you touching little towns like Paducah, St. Paul, or even out in Missoula. Yeah, the Uncle Wells got your game in the chokehold. Yeah, me and Jizzle push this shit by the bolos. Yeah, and a steel circle blocks with blocks. Steal a pull up and park in front of your spot. Throw the duffel out, then I'm up and I'm out. And I ain't getting out till I'm touching the back. More films than I can count on my fingers. Washing them up, then run them right through the ringer. Yeah. Getting fronted in the booth, you got them cheap raps. Don't come around me talking prices, I can beat that. Got a loaf off them wheat snacks. Flow hard and the beat slap. I can't spit unless I speak facts. I know the code, I never breach that. Often I reflect, wood blowing, got the beat back. Game God giveth, I receive that. Go get it, can't teach that. Hating on me, best to cease that. Your mama should've taught you mind your beeswax.
This nigga Libra received packs. Chopping blocks came from flipping G-packs. That shit you copping, law coming, I can eat that. You fall off, get your feet back. Set a goal and achieve that. Stash something off of each pack. Master the grit, it's gon' elevate. Go with your move and never hesitate. It's Jezzle, nigga.
She just went live going crazy.
Hey, she just went live on some her shit.
On some her shit, though. But, like, but you know what? What's really going on? I shouldn't have gave her that perk, bitch.
I really dealt it to the car. I shouldn't have gave her that peak.
Come on, shorty. Break this 20 down with me. Oh, you don't do perk? Fuck it, I popped the whole thing then. That's cool.
Hat told that hoe you should chill out. You starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some herb shit. I shouldn't have gave her that perp dick. Had to bend over the counter. Dicking her down while she back it up. I ain't gon' lie, I was acting up. Like take all this dick while I smack it up. You give up this pussy, I beat your ass. Look me in my eyes while I eat your ass. Soon as she run, I go deeper in. Then spin her around while I keep it in. Fucked on that debt like we made it out. She told me she coming, I ate it out. Sit that bitch up, I'ma break it now. Choking her up like you shaking now. First she was looking back talking shit. I think she sound like an Asian now. Told her shut up cause I got it yelling. Had to show out cause her nigga telling. Then picked her up and I did the Melvin. Butt naked cooking shit in the kitchen. Her son ain't like Jody, he man his business. Open your mouth, babe, come see the dentist. I had a plan for like 30 minutes. But you keep on sucking, I'm nothing in it. Shots to the face like you photogenic. If you get it back, then I'm about to kill it. I swear to God, I'm not rapping. This shit true story, no capping. I got a dick like a boat. Just come and act like the captain. I told that hoe you should chill out. You starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some her shit. I shouldn't have gave her that perk dick. Had to bend over the counter. Dicking her down while she back it up. I ain't gon' lie, I was acting up. Like take all this dick while I smack it up. I told that hoe you should chill out. You starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some her shit. I shouldn't have gave her that perk dick. Had to bend over the counter. Dicking her down while she back it up. I ain't gon' lie, I was acting up. Like take all this dick while I smack it up.
Get that perk out and go toe to toe. You talking that shit, better show me something. This pussy so good, I don't need a pill. How you looking up thinking about stupid shit? As I throw that ass back, you just got in it. You better not come, I need all that dick. You talking about all on the internet? Shut up and come make this little pussy wet. You say that you want a little boss bitch. We'll beat this shit like Michael Jackson said. All of them bitches you fucking with, you gon' make them gone after you get this head. You said this little pussy got power. You ain't never pay renegade flowers. And now you paying me shit. Taking trippin' and all of your dollars.
I told that hoe you should chill out. You starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some her shit. I shouldn't have gave her that perk dick. Had to bend over the counter. Dicking her down while she back it up. I ain't gon' lie, I was acting up. Like take all this dick while I smack it up. I told that hoe you should chill out. You starting to act like my first bitch. She just went live on some her shit. I shouldn't have gave her that perk dick. Had to bend over the counter. Dicking her down while she back it up. I ain't gon' lie, I was acting up. Like take all this dick while I smack it up.
Live on the radio, you cannot visually see us. However, He has on his Metaverse helmet. And we are connected to the live stream. He is able to completely do a DJ set TV screening, a house showing. There's so many different things that I've seen them do in the Metaverse world. All right, so they are visually showing. Make sure you guys go hop on my Instagram so you can watch live what is currently going on over here today at Porter Records Radio.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to back that and show that.
Hold on, you guys. Visually, you guys are going to have to listen in on the radio. Just know, you got to go tune in. So that's why we went live.
All the different ways. So I want you to look and see how we go. Right? So aside my helmet right now, I currently have four turntables. The situation allows me to DJ and we can meet the RMC fit. So if I want to play a track, I'm fast. Let's see if I got my turntables on here.
Wake up and don't worry. I'm so solid as they come. Solid as they come.
You niggas know that.
They ten toes down and I'll never ever let up. I was down before, now I keep my head up. I'm so solid.
For y'all, bitch, I gotta stay true to me. G.I. Jizzle, they don't never ask who is he. OG niggas like Rich the Fact, who influenced me. Stay away from sucker shit, I just get the revenue. Day one switch shit, I get hate from dudes I never knew. Real no name, stay out my way is what they better do. They just jello cause I do shit that they won't ever do. Solid as they come, the indictment couldn't change that. Plug told on me, why you have to say my name, rap? I go sit, knock it out and then get back to it. Spit this game, SMG gon' put the slap to it. I put all this ice on, the world got cold. They throw rocks and hide their hands cause them niggas is hoes. I can't bend the break and I won't fold. No matter what city or state, I'm ten toes. Yeah, it's Jezza.
I wake up and don't worry. I'm so solid as they come. Solid as they come. Stay ten toes down and I'll never ever let up. I was down before, now I keep my head up. I'm so solid as they come.
We back. Something throw 30 bucky sticking off the dresser. Something all black on my lap with the compressor. I ain't feeling no pressure. I ain't feeling no pressure. Smoking no suppressor. This shit got a main kick. Posted on the farm, armed up with some green chicks. All they do is trim trees. They hippies, they do trippy shit. I was just in the pen smoking the 50 stick. Now eating spreads, betting 50 on Kelsey now. Fuck getting rich, I'm coming back wealthy then. Me and Jizzle sit exposed like Messi now. Spitting coke, got on jello like Pepsi now. And I ain't losing no rest. Keep my chin up, nigga sticking out my chest. Kick back on my bunk, smoking on the best. I ain't losing no rest. I ain't losing no rest. That's right.
I wake up and don't worry. I'm so solid as they come. Solid as they come. Stay ten toes down and I'll never ever let up. I was down before, now I keep my head up. I'm so solid as they come. I wake up and don't worry. I'm so solid as they come. Solid as they come. Stay ten toes down and I'll never ever let up. I was down before, now I keep my head up. I'm so solid.
Y'all, we didn't even have to too good. The world is not having to go outside. You could just throw a whole party at the crib.
All right, so I'm going to leave the room. So now I'm going to go back to my tables and give you guys a regular view, right? So I'm going to go to a place where you can kind of see me clear because I need some more light. So I'm gonna...
Something very different today on Border Record. Right,
so.
I just want to bring you some new technology.
Right, so.
Some new
okay.
That you guys can try out to get your music out there.
So now, oh no, we don't try, we do. No, I'm serious.
You heard it right.
We don't try, we do.
We don't try, we do.
Now, I want you to, here's what I do when I'm about to talk to my students. Let's have a moment. So I need you to, hey, don't even point the camera at me. Point it at the, look, point, you point that phone at me. You don't send it to nobody else, you understand? You see my lips moving? Read my lips. Can you see that? Do you see my homie's logo in the background? You understand? What?
Good nervous.
Hey, you think we're playing games? Stone Cold Stunner. What? Wham. What? One, two, three. Wham. Stunner. Drinking. What? Smoking. What? Picking. What? Killing. What? Kiss my ass. What?
Chantel Singh, KMOJ, Radio in the building. We definitely appreciate the support, you guys. I appreciate all of my fellow radio show hosts, especially
you know,
here in our Minnesota.
Yeah, okay.
You guys, make sure you are tuning in to my Instagram. I am the model known as The Beautiful Red. You can follow me on all social media platforms as The Beautiful Red. You guys, it's lit right now. Like, the metaverse DJing, super dope. I need all of my independent artists who are looking to get their music posted in a new fashion and form. Make sure you guys come and tune in with me. I got something different in those for you guys. I told you. I'm the DJ.
Now, say we had somebody, we had a fashion show.
Right.
Or somebody that wanted to, like, kind of showcase some clothes and have me DJ their fashion show set. Technically, if I wanted to, I could still broadcast the image up here, whatever I want to have. So if I want to put the internet back there, I can, and I can center it right so that way only the runway models are showing. So essentially, I can have the runway model show. And the only reason I'm pointing up is because I got my screen right there for it. 7 seconds. All right, so I can see through it now. All right, so because I double tapped my helmet, now I'm back in. Now I'm out.
So you can go in and out.
Yeah. So I don't have a camera right here with us.
Wait. So you can see what am I doing?
Black and white.
How many centers am I holding up?
Four.
Okay.
Well, you have the camera on me. She's sitting over there on her phone, taking it.
Okay.
If I want to get a drink, I can easily get that. If I want to get on my box, zoom in on the box. Get in on the box. We are proudly partnered by these type of people. This is what happens.
And explain to us what this box is.
Louis 13.
And what?
This is Louis 13.
And what?
Louis.
What?
13.
One more time for
the back.
Okay. I said
13.
Now, explain to us. EJ Phoenix, exclusively, truthfully,
okay.
No holds barred.
Okay.
We're going to turn Instagram around, and we gotta talk about this, because this is for my artists who ask me all the time, how do we go from rugby, how do we go from George Floyd,
right.
How do we go from that regular person to where you are now.
So how did you do that?
How do you stay?
How you stay?
How do you stay? Because you didn't just do it.
No.
You're still currently staying relevant, staying in the entertainment business here in Minnesota.
I just showed you what I'm doing. I'm not just loving it here. I'm going to give some perspective, okay? If they can Google you and see where you are and see where you're going, eventually that's someone that will measure. Are we Google anybody? Well, I challenge anyone listening to Google Michael Wilson, George Floyd, and all the city. That takes care of the life.
Can you tell me what part you played in George Floyd for the people who don't know?
Google Michael Wilson, George Floyd, and you'll see it. Like, that's the hardest part about it is being able to talk about it. I rarely talk about it, especially when it comes down to media, because, you know, I gave a clear message. I'll send you a link so that we can send it out. But first of all, shout out to Jared Norton for getting in his car and driving an hour and a half from his house to get the tape that put out the sex tape. When he got the sex tape, he gave it to the Washington Post. 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, he was on CNN with Don Lemon. Target. He called me at 6:30 in the morning. He said, bring love down the square. This was something I did, and the community handled that. There's a lot more to that. A permission slip took care of business. They, you know, we took care of some respectable mindset stuff. And, you know, for lack of better words, if you want to hear the full story of it, make sure you holler at Rock Foundation Radio and go to the 420-friendly show with DJ Soda if you really want to hear context and real details about it, because we were the major players on top of everyone. So shout out to Gatekeeper, Angela, and everyone in the George Floyd family, people who have, you know, access to life, but I guess that's what we were supposed to do. So I have a different walk of life than most people these days. So I have to be responsible for some of the things that I say and I do. I don't want to say what type of music I put out, but what type of energy you want to give to the world. And I just so happen every single day on my VR moment, I get paid a very nice, nice portion of dollars to not have to be outside late. How can I worry? Shout out to Rim 5, the only virtual reality laboratory here in St. Louis Park. It's one of the only places in the world we can get access to a full laboratory and do what we do. Shout out to all the developers and anyone who's involved in tech. First of all, shout out to Black Tech Talent, Mike Jackson. Love him. He's been pushing concerts and content for artists for years, and no one has decided to step up to the plate and deal with the professionalism and the standards required to keep it. No disrespect. We have some learning to do in that department. That's everyone, right? Even myself included. You know, I can't sit and have a conversation about George Floyd without paying homage to those who came before. Same thing follows key to the music industry. Same thing follows key to the modeling industry. Anything that has a level of greatness that can stand with the chef, especially with the chef industry. I talk to people. So it's not like I get to see them every now and then. I actually literally talk to these people. So when you have these people pouring into your life, how do you play? That's the equivalent of having Naomi Campbell talk to you and put you on her couch and saying, hey, Black woman,
that is.
You are. Now, why does it have to be Naomi Campbell to be able to soak in a type of information and play at that pace? And this is where we have DJs. Like, I don't want to be a DJ Jazzy Jeff, but he also paved the way to stay, I don't want to say relevant. When people say stay relevant, that means you have an expiration date. Legacy has no expiration date.
Mm.
If you want to be able to really impact the world of people, a legacy is important that goes through your kids, through your lifestyle, through your faults, through your gains, but also through your respect. It's required. That's why, you know, Brother Daniel, I talked to him for about 15, 20 minutes before he came, and every time we talk, it's always a good, healthy-ass conversation. but I video all y'all most of the time, because I don't want to see your faces. And people don't want that. Like, people just want privacy, and I get it. People want to have the highlight.
Get on the phone, care if you have the wig off, I don't care, get on the phone.
Yeah, but even then, it's just being able to have basic human communication.
Yes.
And that's hard for people because when people can see your eyes, they can also see your lives. And that's a headache that I refuse to have. If I want to deal with an artist, okay, I'll be a matter of fact, shout out to Silk Jackson and her husband. One of the first promoters who actually gave me the autonomy as a DJ because I think she did a show at the Caboose, and it ended up being like 13 or 14 acts, and we had 48 hours to get all of the music in on time. When DJ Phoenix runs the show, I barely go overtime. The artist makes their sets. And we did it in 48 hours to get all the artist sets in that 13 acts and 2 hour show. That's a long period of time. That takes precision. That takes, you know, exact ability. So for her, you know, so she was a good person, great promoter. Her and her husband are great human beings. I am always going to go above and beyond the great to make sure that we stay. Always.
I think you really just touched basis on a major factor to why a lot of shows are on.
It sucks.
Okay.
It sucks because the two people who may have the best shows on the planet can actually put people on, we have to weed through the bullshit. Artists not showing up. And this is not a blame game.
Right.
This is an objective conversation. I want to be able to have a professional conversation. But I think ask Ted out about me. Ask any DJ about me that has. Ask any promoter about me that I have DJed their set and had artists involved. The first thing we do is we get a group, big-ass group together, and they pass them over to me. And I say, hey, I'm DJ Phoenix. Matter of fact, shout-out to Yoda, shout-out to Mr. C. When I went down to Florida, there was a fire there. Because I'm coming from out of state. Y'all don't know me. I don't know you. But I love your shit. Every set that I played, I had the music. It was ready, set to go. I didn't have to deal with links.
I love that. Do you find that it's like, I really feel like it's kind of disheartening, but it's a true fact. It seems like when we book out of state, the professionalism is ready.
No.
Sometimes.
No.
Okay, for DJ, how do you feel like you guys are viewed even out of your own state? Is it just, do you get a general, like, it's like the treatment is the same?
Every place has a hierarchy. I'm not going to act like it doesn't. But, well, again, because of how I roll and how I operate, I have a press kit. A press kit speaks for itself. The fact that I have a virtual reality situation that can blow all y'all out the water when I see fit, again, I told you, I can interrupt your regularly scheduled program as I see fit when I get ready.
You did just mix some Santel things with some John Ray.
But they're from here, right?
Yeah.
I played their songs internationally. I played their songs in clubs. I played their songs. I have it on my phone. I share them in my stories on Instagram. I share them in my reels. I don't necessarily do it to promote their record. It's actually good people. No. It's good fucking music.
Mm.
Like, people forget that there's quality to music.
Yes.
Quality to music. It's like you have to have quality to food. Again, I operate in all these realms. You feel me? Like, that's the blessing of all of it, to be able to really, 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 really signify who do we want to champion, like Sippy's on. I love dude. I did his interview. He's actually one of the highest rated interviews I got. Oh, shout out to Rico Devotion. The dude has a whole album. Did a song with Neo. Did a song with Split Star. Did a song with T-Pain. Don't they got Grammys? Don't they got American Music Awards? Were they just not top 50 hip hop? Busta Rhymes and them, the stars. Stop it! What are we doing? All the songs you guys are. My brother Rico Devotion, who works at 89.9 KMOJ, he's also a wine club member at Axbridge. We also have, you know, this is one of the people who I had to, like, you lean on me, I lent on him, because he has an international roster. Why isn't people blowing up his phone? Chantel works with a Minnesota, I don't want to say recording arts, Broadcaster Hall of Famer, Freddie Bell, who has multiple syndicated shows. Why are we not reaching out to them with the respect of a professional? If you have someone like a Jay Estate who has his own studio, who's breaking records when he sees his on the internet, he's at the BET Awards, he lives that life. Soda was a representative for Def Jam and worked with Def Jam for years. You don't think as a DJ I would attach myself to that? I hung with my ass. When I was home, I didn't have shit. He put me in his house. And you wonder why me and him are best friends. You wonder why he was next to me when that George Floyd situation happened and me and him were on the silhouettes of CNN busting ass together, fighting wars together. There's a piece of this that's forgotten, and that's this love thing. Eventually, if y'all want to be on these G Herbal shows, no disrespect, they don't live here. If we wanted to pack out Target Center, we could do it our goddamn self. You know why? Because we are ground zero of justice. People are looking at us. We can set up anytime, any place, anywhere, and do it. DJ Soda, who was down there with me, Mad Mardigan, he runs Generation Now. That's a whole story I'll tell you off the books.
Y'all can't get
it. It's the incremental relationships. It's not the Mad Mardigan of Generation Now. I love Matt. I love Deli D. Deli D was Prince's DJ. Come on. DJ Verb X opened up many shows. Come on. Like, we have so many places that are great in Minneapolis. Minneapolis has multiple Grammys from here. Janet, Miss Jackson, and Nasty.
Okay.
I mean, come on, but it was so long ago. No, that's history.
People should know, but I think that's a big part of what music is now today, is that people forget that it has history.
It has standards. Standards. And when music has standards, it's easy to put yourself out there. This is why with this VR shit, we have standards. We have Pioneer DJ. Standards. When you see a name, this is a $4,000 block, but it has standards. Standards. When you hear Grace Jones, the Lou A. The case.
Okay, just one more. First of all, the red. Let me just tell you, it's so pretty.
Shout out to Taskmasters, whose business meeting I just did and has multiple NARI awards. Shout out to, you know, Matt and Elena Grotewald, two people who I think is still hold very near and dear to my heart. They've been retired since they were basically retired in their 30s. They're godparents of my kids. Shout out to my ex-wife, who is my co-partner with these kids. Shout out to the Nips, who you guys all know. Shout out to Tink.
Those are his kids, you guys. If you haven't caught on, that's where he talks to boys.
And they help me make business decisions. They actually help me make decisions to do this interview with me today, because I asked them. It's the responsibility as an artist to provide someone with a piece of your artwork that's ultimately a piece of your heart. And a lot of times, artists forget that. They're ready for the streams and the people to turn up and do all this whoop-de-doo eyes, and I'm too old for this shit, but I'm not too old to understand. Like, say, for example, him. I don't know him, but you said you have a track on here, right? Okay.
So we're quick to
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I did. I actually liked it. It was cool. It was finished. It was fixed. But again, it's the place before I pop in that you don't know. And sometimes, and this is so hard, I love y'all so much that I am willing to have a conversation with any artist in the city who wants to come and talk to me. There's a fee associated to business. There's a fee associated to time. Now, my nips like daddy time. I like baby time. That's just how I'm. But because I have the ability to broadcast your music to multiple different countries at any given time when I see fit, I can literally create the stage, put up the logo, look at it. Zoom in on that logo, zoom in on that. I have the ability to create it, break it down, broadcast it. I have the ability to delete, add. Matter of fact, let me see. Watch this.
Now you guys are getting ready to come to an end of the show, but there will be a part two for the Record Radio featuring DJ Phoenix, because we are dropping a lot of gems. I just wanted you guys to really take a seriousness to the side of entertaining, not just being an entertainer, but also taking a seriousness to, yes, a different standard of how you should act professionally, how you should enter a room. I will talk to command a room when you walk in.
Yes.
Make sure that all eyes are on you and that you present yourself correctly the first time around. You only get one first play. So, get you right. Did I get it right?
You did.
I got it right. So, you guys, again, I am the model known as the Beautiful Red. It's For the Record Radio, DJ Phoenix. Mike, thank you.
Mike, look.
I have to give it to him one time. He hates that shit.
Sometimes you gotta mind these fuck niggas who you is. You gotta mind where you come from. What breed you is. Let them know. A pride full of alphas, I had to peel back. Never had a father figure, that nigga was just a cat. Hit me raw and you wouldn't believe I come for that. I keep it strapped for you niggas that thinking it's just a rap. Cause it's still dark side and junk, y'all on my back. Yeah, you pussy niggas, y'all the mound, you want attack. See these size 13s don't come with a fat scratch. Blood, sweat, and tears, never show you no fear. As above is below, my cornerstone so pure. See that pressure made of diamonds, and niggas ain't really clear. Only stars keep directing my compass is square near. Always from the east, nigga, never the tip of spear. Just a rose from the garden, black, my thorn sphere. If you really want the smoke, you can get it right here. Never ran, never folded, so nigga, let's make this clear. As a god, quabalistic teachers,
right.
Humbling with the force, you young Jedi seeking.
Uh-huh.
I live by the code, so balance I'm always keeping.
Yeah.
Received by the stores, degrees I'm always achieving. They call me Battle Rose, believe me, you wanna meet him.
No.
I'm not a human nigga, I'm far from what you see. And better recognize a warrior nigga when you need him. Illusion hit like noodle, that saber are really clean. Destroyer of worlds, now tell me who gon' defeat him. That vision of your own demise is what you're seeing. That envy in your eyes, nigga, you can't. I'm just a rose from the garden, black, really prestigious. Watered by the streets, my pH complete. 7.0, I can roll a limousine. Under the stars, with the moon is where I be. But I can bring it to your dose of the smoke. It's what you see, nigga.
I let him know. your average civilian. Menace to society, that's just the group they put me in. Bitches try to pull up on me, she mad I ain't let in. Nigga, fuck sobriety, I'm stoned, but I still smoke again. Pissed up them crazy boy, I don't, we finna spin again. They would rather see me 6 feet deep, I ain't gon' let them win. I know they don't wanna see my pockets like a settlement. I know they don't wanna see my pockets big like elephant. Watch them niggas trying way too hard just to be relevant. They say don't attack up in that snow, but shit's my element. Niggas bout the business, students hot, pop out, we elegant. Two up in the sky, bitch, raise it high, little dumb bitch, wonder why. I heard niggas be on TV every day, now it seem like phone on D&D, I can't be bleached, I'm tryna feel right. Drink up in my cup, what it is, we don't play about it. I be in my zone, not alone, till we stay about it. I heard niggas be on TV every day, now it seem like phone on D&D, I can't be bleached, I'm tryna feel right. Drink up in my cup, what it is, we don't play about it. I be in my zone, not alone, till we stay about it. It might clog my kidney, but it made me flow. Kill the game for real, take it by the throat. Think they know me, bro, I think these niggas slow. Dead Prezi's gotta love that cash flow. General, Nuka, leave it at his door. Tag his toes, guillotine, they ask for more. Chop, chop, sign like a butcher, man. Keep cops, drop, rhyme with the fools. I heard niggas be on TV every day, now it seem like phone on D&D, I can't be reached, I'm tryna feel right. Drink up in my cup, what it is, we don't play about it. I be in my zone, not alone, till we stay about it.
I'll be alright, you didn't help me at all. Now I have a bore, I don't need you to call. I'll be alright, you never gave me a chance, not even a glance. Now the world's in my hands. I'll be alright, you didn't help me at all. Now I have a bore, I don't need you to call. I'll be alright, you never gave me a chance, not even a glance. Now the world's in my hands. What's the point of being great when people wanna see you fail and don't have any reason besides jealousy and envy? There could be many other thoughts that put them in a frenzy. And no matter how they treat me, your plan has always been to beat me, but you cannot defeat me. Some say that hate is inspiration, but how can you truly be inspired by having all that hatred? It's only gonna fuel the flame, but we can go toe-to-toe if you wanna try to do the games. The point is you always move the same, so your situation only has you to blame. Such a shame, I'll put that flame right under your ass till the stress puts you right under the grass. Super fast, become a memory, that's that. Sad to see you have no class, but you know I'll be alright.
I'll be alright. I'll be alright.
I'll be alright. You never gave me a chance, not even a glance. Now the world's in my hands. I'll be alright. You didn't help me at all. Now I have a ball, I don't need you to call. I'll be alright.
I'll be alright. I'll be alright. I'll be alright.
Look, open up your hands and see five fingers. Niggas say they ball but sit in the bleachers. Please don't wear your heart on your sleeve. Don't do dirt where you sleep. Don't bite the hand that might feed you. We bleed the same blood but not equal. They say they be your bro but deceitful. Stab you in your back, they really just want to defeat you. But I'm more or less the lesser of two evils, huh? The ones that fuck you over be your people. Ain't that some shit, they the type to treat you fecal. When your dollar's low, they the type to go and leave you. I gotta keep my eyes on the swivel. All this fake love is artificial. I just need something beneficial. Say that we at war don't know the issues, huh? Pit us against each other, don't even know the basis. To say who's better is really highly debated. I just wanna see my niggas make it. I just wanna see my niggas celebrate.
I'll be alright, you never gave me a chance, not even a glance. Now the world's in my hands. I'll be alright, you didn't help me at all. Now I have a ball, I don't need you to call. I'll be alright, you never gave me a chance, not even a glance. Now the world's in my hands.
Princess joined. Oh, they're not.
See, I don't know why it does it, but it's just
joined. And then we got, are we on right now?
They're gone. They're going for the Rise Breath Radio.
Okay.
You have to go back live and listen to the tracks back.
Oh, hold on. We got one more.
We're going. They live off the radio. Radio MZ at 8:15.
Oh, okay. let's see. Hold on. I just had a thought. Oh, and number 10 is my sister, DJ Dime. She just so happens to DJ for the Timberwolves. She just so happens to DJ for the Rinks, too. Oh, she just so happens to DJ for the Twins. To have someone like that on your team. And DJ, we did Super Bowl 52 together. We've done multiple New Year's Eve together. But she's also one of the official NFLPA DJs for their party for the Super Bowl. And I'm more than likely she will be in Vegas. But more importantly, she's such a wonderful human being along with the whole Taco crew. I would not be here without you. And we all have our own separate entities, meaning they don't work for me. Everybody has, they work together. So we all have a process that we want to link up with y'all. And as long as you guys are respectable, honorable, and willing to sit your nappy-headed ass down, you know what I'm saying, to learn some shit, you know, we definitely here to teach you. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're here to help you with what you're trying to do. And as long as you execute the plan, we can do whatever you need to do. Shout out to Al Bell. Shout out to the iconic Pamela Williams, who is the love of my life when it comes down to being able to help as best I can. Also, shout out to my parents. I wouldn't be without y'all, my brothers, my sisters. But more importantly, the biggest shout out of them all is to my nips, to Mason, Brayden, Malachi, and JR. Also, shout out to Panda for doing what we do on a regular basis, on how we handle it on a long end. Wouldn't be nothing without any of y'all, but I was more importantly would not be nothing without God. And I think we all have to remind ourselves of what greatness is to come and how we handle greatness. And don't be scared of me. I don't care what they say. I am a nice person.
You are.
I'm very sweet. I just try to not let the sweetness fool you. So I have two nice weapons. We call them Lucy and Pearl, 250 cowboys, the Eagles. Those are my friends. But that's besides the point. But more importantly, thank you guys for tuning in to the beautiful red extended clips. She's very important as far as what we need for people to do good business. And I think she's a sponge. And I think if more artists decided to be a sponge, it would be really, really malevolent and the center would be in the video. Yeah, that is. Is that her? Yeah,
depends on the day.
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day.
What, that's the thing?
That's the thing nowadays. Things change.
What do you mean?
Be what you want to be nowadays.
I don't speak Spanish. But I don't get that.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
How are you today?
What's up, dude? Hello.
Are you calling and sing for me today? You called and sing for us today?
What are you singing? What are you singing?
What are you singing?
You know, R&B. R&B, I'm trying to think about what's R&B all in here.
It's a Jeremiah.
Or Jeremiah House Cleaner?
Jeremiah is my house cleaner, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Known as
Mount Nessus.
Yeah.
For
Jeremiah.
Hold on, wait. Okay, wait. I got something for you. I don't know what it is that you do to me. It's like it. You got to finish it up. You're supposed to continue with the lyrics, see? You see?
I know that.
Double nigga, back to the hustle nigga. I've I been gone for a minute, now y'all in trouble, nigga. I ain't never been worried about the other niggas, but I can teach you how to make that money double, nigga. Teach you how to make the money flip like an acrobatic for niggas up in gymnastics. I can show you how I do it, cause I never had shit, but I push it to the limit, so niggas I have in my mind, focus on the grind. I show you how to whip that work, throw some water in the pot, watch it lock it up, make it twerk. Pull itself on the corner, the niggas I make it jerk. Thank for everything I got, cause I got it from out the dirt. Fuck the mud, nigga, I was getting it from the drugs, nigga. On the block with the thugs and the drug dealers. If a nigga tryna run off on the plug, nigga, spin a block two times looking for them fuck niggas. Back to the hustle, nigga. I been gone for a minute, now y'all in trouble, nigga. I ain't never been worried about the other niggas, but I can teach you how to make that money double, nigga, double, nigga. Back to the hustle, nigga. I been gone for a minute, now y'all in trouble, nigga. I ain't never been worried about the other niggas, but I can teach you how to make that money double, nigga. Welcome back to gym class. Hope you niggas brought your gym bag. Time to get your weight up. Pockets is on slim fast. Malnutrition niggas, a hustler, bitch, I been that. Since day one, I was born to get the wind black. Get yourself a pack, mix it in, whip it up. Double up, triple up, flip it and get the digits up. David Copperfield in the kitchen when I mix it up. Dope sell itself, straight drop, a raw, it's never cut. You're looking at a true hustler in the flesh, truly a vet when it comes to cashing them checks. And you can bet I really spit it how I fucking live it, bro. Can't be too vivid when I spit it, you can pick it up. Back to the hustle, nigga. I've been gone for a minute, now y'all in trouble, nigga. I ain't never been worried about the other niggas, but I can teach you how to make that money double, nigga, double, nigga. Back to the hustle, nigga. I've been gone for a minute, now y'all in trouble, nigga. I ain't never been worried about the other niggas, but I can teach you how to make that money double, nigga.
Double, nigga. Oh, no.
Not bad. Yeah, 247 people go in and out.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we... Oh. And where are we at? Tabby Tabs.
Yeah.